Hello there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and this is episode number 211. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here. Our reading today is Leviticus 22 through 24, after which I will not have comments today. I'm recording this on Sunday night, and I've had some tech issues that have been, they've just really tired my brain out. Hope you can understand. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and the opportunities you give us to serve you. As we read, I ask that you teach us. Help us to really understand how we can apply what we read to our lives today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Leviticus 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to be careful with the holy gifts that the people of Israel set apart for me so they will not sin against my holy name. I am the Lord. Say to them, if any one of all your children comes near the holy gifts that the people of Israel set apart for the Lord while he is unclean, he will be cut off from my holy place. I am the Lord. None of the children of Aaron who has a bad skin disease or something flowing from his body may eat of the holy gifts until he is clean. If one touches anything that is unclean because of a dead body, or has had his seed come from his sex part, or touches anything that is unclean that moves on the ground, or touches any man who makes him unclean for whatever reason, the man who touches any such thing will be unclean until evening. He must not eat any of the holy gifts unless he has washed his body in water. When the sun has gone down, he will be clean. After that, he may eat of the holy gifts, for they are his food. He should not eat an animal that dies of itself or is killed by wild animals. He will be unclean if he does. I am the Lord. The religious leaders must obey my law so they will not be sinful because of it and die because they sin against my law. I am the Lord who makes them holy. But no one who is not a religious leader may eat the holy gift. One who is visiting the religious leader or working for him must not eat of the holy gift. But a person whom the religious leader buys to work for him with his own money may eat of it, and those who are born in his house may eat of his food. If a religious leader's daughter is married to a man who is not a religious leader, she must not eat of the holy gifts. But if a religious leader's daughter loses her husband by death or divorce and has no child and returns to her father's house as when she was young, she may eat of her father's food, but no stranger may eat of it. If a man eats a holy gift by mistake, he must add a fifth of its worth to it and give the holy gift to the religious leader. The religious leaders must not make the holy gifts unclean that the people of Israel give to the Lord. This would bring sin upon them when they eat their holy gifts, for I am the Lord who makes them holy." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron and his sons and to all the people of Israel, when any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel gives his gift for a burnt gift to the Lord, to pay a promise or as a free will gift to please the Lord, it must be a male that is perfect from the cattle, sheep, or goats. Do not give anything that is not perfect, for you will not please the Lord. When a man gives a peace gift to the Lord to keep a special promise or for a free will gift from the cattle or the flock, it must be perfect to be received. It must have nothing wrong with it. You must not give to the Lord or make a gift by fire on the altar to the Lord any animals that are blind or broken or hurt or have a flowing sore or a skin disease. You may give for a free will gift a bull or a lamb which has some part too long or too short, but it will not be received if it is to pay a promise. Do not give to the Lord any animal with its sex part hurt or crushed or torn or cut. Do not give such animals on the altar in your land, and do not receive such animals from a man from another land to give as the food of your God, for they are unclean. They are not perfect. They will not be received from you." The Lord said to Moses, "When a bull or sheep or goat is born, it must stay 7 days with its mother. After that, it will be received as a gift by fire to the Lord. But do not kill a cow or female sheep and her young on the same day. When you give thanks to the Lord by giving a gift in worship, give it the right way so that you will be received. It must be eaten on the same day. Do not leave any of it until morning. I am the Lord. So keep my laws and obey them. I am the Lord. Do not sin against my holy name. I will be honored among the people of Israel. I am the Lord who makes you holy. I brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus 23. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, The set feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my set feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no kind of work. It is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the set feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their appointed season. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, is Yahweh's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Yahweh. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you have come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you. On the next day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. On the day when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb without blemish, a year old, for a burnt offering to Yahweh. The meal offering with it shall be 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh for a pleasant aroma. And the drink offering with it shall be of wine, the 1/4 part of a hin. You shall eat neither bread, nor roasted grain, nor fresh grain, until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your God. This is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. You shall count from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Even to the next day after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meal offering to Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering made of 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour. They shall be baked with yeast for first fruits to Yahweh. You shall present with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, a year old, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. They shall be a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their meal offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of a sweet aroma to Yahweh. You shall offer 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 male lambs a year old for a sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yahweh with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to Yahweh for the priest. You shall make proclamation on the same day. There shall be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no regular work. This is a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap into the corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the foreigner. I am Yahweh your God. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, However, on the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall afflict yourselves, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall do no kind of work in that same day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before Yahweh your God. For whoever it is who shall not deny himself in that same day shall be cut off from his people. Whoever it is who does any kind of work in that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no kind of work. It is a statute forever, throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall deny yourselves. In the 9th day of the month, at evening, from evening to evening you shall keep your Sabbath. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say, On the 15th day of this 7th month is the Feast of Tents for 7 days to Yahweh. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no regular work. These are the appointed feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meal offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, each on its own day, besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings which you give to Yahweh. So on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you shall keep the feast of Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. You shall take on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God 7 days. You shall keep it a feast to Yahweh 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall keep it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All who are native-born in Israel shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out from the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. Moses declared to the children of Israel the appointed feasts of Yahweh. Leviticus 24. The Lord said to Moses, Tell the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the light, to keep a lamp burning all the time. Outside the curtain of the law in the meeting tent, Aaron will keep it burning from evening to morning before the Lord always. It will be a law forever for all your people. He will take care of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord all the time. Then take fine flour and bake 12 loaves of bread. Use 2 jars of flour for each leaf. Set them side by side in 2 rows, 6 in each row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. Put pure, sweet-smelling spices on each row to go with the bread as something to be remembered. It is a gift by fire to the Lord. Every day of rest he will set it before the Lord all the time. It is a law forever for the people of Israel. The bread is for Aaron and his sons who will eat it in a holy place. It is a most holy part for him out of the gifts by fire to the Lord. It is his share forever. Now the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went among the people of Israel. And the Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought with each other among the tents. The son of the Israelite woman swore against the name of the Lord. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the family of Dan. And they kept him shut up until the will of the Lord might be made known to them. Then the Lord said to Moses, Take the one who has sworn against me away from the tents. Let all who heard him lay their hands on his head. Then let all the people kill him by throwing stones. Say to the people of Israel, If anyone swears against his God, he will suffer for his own sin. The one who speaks against the name of the Lord will be put to death for sure. All the people will kill him with stones. Both the stranger and those born in the land will be put to death when he speaks against the name of the Lord. If a man takes the life of any human being, he will be put to death for sure. The one who takes the life of an animal will pay for it, a life for a life. If a man hurts his neighbor, it will be done to him just as he is done. Broken bone for broken bone, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Just as he has hurt a man, so will he be hurt. So the one who kills an animal will pay for it with an animal, but the one who kills a man will be put to death. You will have the same law for the stranger and for the one born among you, for I am the Lord your God. Then Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and they took the one who swore against God and brought him away from the tents and killed him with stones. So the people of Israel did as the Lord told Moses. To find out what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode number 211, or check your podcast app. And thanks for your understanding about not having any comments today. My brain is just really mush right now. I hope to have most of my tech issues solved by tomorrow and able to think clearly enough to share some thoughts with you. Tomorrow we'll read 2 Kings 21 through 25. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.